But anyway, like, I don't know. Like, it's so odd that to live in a bubble where you would think that, like, Cataldi is, like, some iconic talent that, like, everyone knows. Like, everyone knows Howard Stern. Everyone had heard of Opie and Anthony. Everyone had heard of Mike and the Mad Dog. Everyone had heard of Don Imus. Everyone, you know, and then there's, but then it's where you lived. Like, the, like, I mean, you guys didn't know Drew and Mike.
If you weren't syndicated, I wouldn't know you.
Yeah, but you didn't know Drew and Mike, and they were making $2.5 million a year apiece in Detroit.
Yeah, I didn't, you know, like, listen, if you weren't syndicated, I probably didn't know you.
Yeah, John didn't even know BCM was a stage.
Come on, now. That's not true. Oh.
Your first week here, you were like, what's this music thing?
Hey,
is this rock and or roll?
I had never heard of Charles Laquadera. I had never heard of Mark Parento.
The only way I knew about BCM was because I was a YouTube fan. That's how I knew.
Didn't even know anything. I didn't know anything about BCM.
I had read
and I love radio, and I didn't know anything about BCM. So I knew MMR in Cleveland because I believe they broke Rush.
I knew K-Rock.
Obviously, I knew K-Rock because of Stern. I knew K-Rock in L.A.
I'm talking about K-Rock L.A.
I knew K-Rock in L.A. and I knew the morning show, Kevin and Bean, in L.A. because they were the big players in alternative radio. But so this idea that, like, I just thought it was funny, and to the listener, you probably don't care, but these are, like, the little annoying, like, little like pinches throughout the day that I take, and it's not, I don't care about the Crossing Broad, but it's the little pinch of like oh well, I mean, they don't know who that is, and it's not,
well, it wasn't that,
not
they don't that know, it's written, that you're pretending that you don't know,
right, that I didn't pretend, that I'm pretending I don't know, which is just bothersome to me. Like, why would I pretend I didn't know the guy? And then also, why should I know the guy? Like, you're the one who writes about it. You're the one who writes about the, like, you like it that much.
Like,
not
was there
me.
A big national story with him? I don't know.
No, but the thing is, this guy writes about it for fun. So for him, this is like everything. Like, for that'd be like it's like, Rich, you know, when you first picked up the Enjoy album by the Descendants. I mean, when you heard Sour Grapes, I mean, you really loved it.
Who doesn't?